This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 7th of Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A pleasant evening in Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys mild temperatures tonight. A warm night perfect for a quiet evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, two IDF soldiers were killed in southern Lebanon amid ongoing clashes with Hezbollah, as reported by the Times of Israel earlier this hour. Also, Israel pauses its offensive operations in southern Lebanon ahead of the next round of talks, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also this hour, JNS reports that Israeli commandos operated to Iran's north in Azerbaijan, running a network of covert operations. Separately, a measure to restrict U.S. involvement in Lebanon failed as the majority of House Democrats voted against it, Forward reported earlier today. And finally, Hezbollah rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel, according to JTA from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Danny Danon, former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, expressed his condolences to the families of the two fallen soldiers, posting just minutes ago. The Times of Israel shared the news of the soldiers' deaths, offering updates on the situation in southern Lebanon, posting earlier today. Mark Leibowitz, sharing cultural news, praised a play highly recommended for the upcoming Tony Awards, posting just a short time ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the tragic loss of two IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon. Times of Israel reports that the soldiers, part of an elite unit, were killed in a confrontation with Hezbollah. This incident underscores the ongoing tension in the region and the human cost of the conflict. The impact on military morale and regional stability is significant. Turning to diplomatic efforts, Ynet mentions that Israel has paused its offensive in southern Lebanon. This pause comes as a precursor to the fifth round of talks between Israel and Lebanon. The decision reflects a complex balance between military strategy and diplomatic negotiations. The outcome of these talks could shape future engagements. Meanwhile, in a covert operation, JNS reports Israeli commandos have been active in Azerbaijan. This strategic move aims to counter Iran's influence in the region. Such operations highlight the broader geopolitical chess game involving Iran. The implications for regional alliances and security dynamics are profound. In the United States, Forward reports on the failed resolution to restrict U.S. involvement in Lebanon. This vote reflects the divided stance within the U.S. on foreign engagements. The decision may influence future U.S. policy in the Middle East, affecting international relations. Finally, JTA reports on Hezbollah's rejection of a ceasefire agreement. The rejection highlights the challenges in reaching lasting peace in the volatile region. The continued hostilities could lead to further escalation and humanitarian concerns. Turning to business and markets. First, Sayera, an Israeli cybersecurity startup, raised $300 million, reaching a $12 billion valuation, as reported by Ynet Business. This funding reflects strong investor confidence in Israel's tech innovation. Separately, KeyTech warns of a potential shrinkage in Israel's high-tech sector by 25-30% within 6 months. Economic pressures such as a strong shekel are pushing activities abroad, affecting local growth. And finally, Walla Business reports a 30% surge in defense exports, reaching a record $19.2 billion. Amid regional conflicts, Israel's defense sector is seeing substantial global demand. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.